Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter. Motherfucker, my name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by John Gervais, Jason Madison, Black Jesus, and Juju Gotti. Got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about Carly Russell, the girl who was abducted. Psych, she didn't get abducted. She just went away for some attention. We'll give her some of that attention and more. Also, what is the etiquette when it comes to being on Instagram, following someone on Instagram, and then like reacting to their stories? I got a story to tell, and I'm a little confused by it. Also, we've been gone for a couple weeks, mainly because we've all at some point or another been in Vegas, some Vegas stories coming your way. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you go to get the extra content. That's where you go get the rewatchingtons for Cinephobe, the Cinephobe special edition episodes. You go for the overflows for this. You go for the OG podcast. You go for the Discord. There's so much more. Ad-free podcast. This podcast in its entirety. So much more from being a Patreon member. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're tapped in for that. But let's get started with the question. Is rap an old man's game? Here's a discussion that we had.
Hey, man. We just added a whole new topic. But, bro.
Right.
Niggas went to Vegas. Three of the five panelists on this motherfucking pod, bro. I didn't even try to reach out to Amin. It was at that point because lost. I know that nigga was ready to go. That nigga had been there way too long. Amin, how was your Vegas experience? What's this? What year was this for you, by the way?
Shit, man. I don't know. I can't even count. Like, I've been to every summer league since 2007.
Okay.
And in that time, we missed
16 years. You a vet?
Well, we missed two because one was because of lockout. We didn't have a summer league. Yeah. And 1 year because of COVID, we didn't have summer league.
14 another, years.
Yeah.
You so, Michael Jordan. You Michael Jordan in this bitch. Keep going.
So, you know, I don't gamble. When I do gamble, if I'm losing by like once I hit like $100 down, like I'm done for the trip. Sometimes I go up and I come out couple G's up, but I'm not a big gambler. But like this time I went and someone was like, let's play craps. So I don't really know how to play craps. Oh, it's easy. And they said, put your money here and da da da. And so I put my money there and we rolling and rolling and rolling and rolling and nothing happened. I'm like, damn, it's been like an hour. I'm still on the same two chips I put down. And then like I only rolled and then I won and like I tripled my shit. And I was like, huh, what it seems like a real fun game. I could play forever. Like, I'm not, like, throwing out chips every once in a while. And then when I do win, I'll be coming up. I'm like, all right. So, like, the next night, I was like, let me go play craps. Dog. When I tell you this shit just ate up all that shit.
Spanked your motherfucking pockets.
Like that. Like that. It happened so fast. I was like, nah, that must have been a mistake.
You know who you should have called up? Sean Little.
Oh, yeah? Oh, no. Oh, no. Never.
This thing, I'm telling you, bro.
He's gonna make friends with everybody at the table.
Sean Little might be the nigga that get taken in the back and shocked, like on Casino, because that nigga probably be cheating, bro.
Bro,
don't put that on him, bro. Don't put that on him. He'd be marked the next time he walk in, like as soon as he get off the plane. He's here,
bro. I got the worst crap story ever. Like I lost
craps.
And this took sent me off the. I don't play craps. I don't play poker in Vegas, but I don't play craps because of this reason. I went out there with the white homie to Vegas one time on a quick little, you know, random Wednesday trip or whatever. And he told me like he had a style of betting that he used. He's like, this is, you know, of course niggas tell you it's a foolproof plan. That's how you know you're in trouble, right? So, so there's a bet in craps where it's like. I don't know if below the line or past the line where it's like a bunch of numbers, you know what I'm saying? 2, 3, 9, 10, 11, yeah. Right? Any of those numbers hit you, yeah. You double up, right? So he was like, yeah, just bet this and just keep, if you lose, keep doubling your bet until you win. Like it's eventually going to hit, right? So,
hey, what now?
So I'm playing with $100 chips, you know what I'm saying? And I lost 3 racks in about 5 minutes.
Dog,
that's the fastest way I've ever lost money. Like I played 100, lost. Played 200, lost. Played 400, lost.
You kept
played,
you stuck to the plan.
I lost. I stuck to the plan.
Wow.
Because we in there, like niggas gonna hit. Like it's a bunch of like numbers. It's not just like we betting on one number. You know what I'm saying? It's like eventually. One of these 6 or 7 numbers is gonna come around, and nigga, I think I got all the way up to either 800 or 16, and nigga got cracked. Of course, it hit on the next time. Of course, it hit on the next one.
This nigga Jason used to be a wild nigga. This nigga used to be a wild gambling nigga. I've talked him off the edge, nigga. Oh, I'm glad he used to be a wild gambling nigga. He'd be like, "Hey, I'm about to go gamble." Yeah. No, nigga, stop. Yo, Juju, it was your first time in Vegas. You gotta tell us about it, bro.
Oh, that was just like your first time in Vegas?
It's first time.
Wow.
I ain't do too much. I just went to the festivities, you feel me? Summer League. I went to the WNBA situations. And then Uber Eats, goddamn. Cause I know I'm a poor man. You feel me? So I don't belong in casinos.
Yo, let me tell you right now, man. Don't fall for that. There's a lot of cost-friendly dining. Let me tell you all about this place at Planet Hollywood. I don't know what its name is. I don't know how to get there. When I tell you all the entrees are $15 and they got 3-for-1 drinks. That's 3 for $10. I think the drinks are $3 for $10. And I said, what's
get the
catch?
Fuck out of here.
No catch. Like I said, what if I want Grey Goose? Like, you get Grey Goose then. I'm like, dog, it is crazy. But it's be little spots like that in Vegas. You just gotta find them. You gotta locate them, man.
See, that's the problem. I'm not gonna find this some shit, nigga. Like, that shit was 1,000 degrees, respectfully. Hey, I was in the house like LL Cool J.
No bullshit, bro. You know, I was out there for a work trip, right? So I'm shooting, and I told this nigga Juju, like, yo, come to the game with me. I'm like, don't trip. This nigga Juju couldn't wait 5 minutes, nigga. That nigga said, I'm about to pay for my own ticket.
That shit sound, bruh. Okay, I meet Trey out there in front of the gym. He's like, you know, right where the sun hit your ass. He got a crew with him, respectfully. He got a crew with him. They finna shoot a little 1-2 right quick before we walk in that guy. So I'm like, shit, boy, that's something with him. My neck so vividly. So I was like, shit, well, I'm gonna see how long it take. Boy, my boy was giving instructions to his crew for about 4 or 5 minutes. I ain't even say nothing to my boy. I ain't even want to be rude. I just walked to the ticket line. Then Trey came behind me like, come on, Drew. Like, we can go out again, bro. I was like, oh, shit. I was just going to stay out.
Yo,
way,
this
bro.
Nigga said, I'll really pay $100 to get up out this sun. Bruh, I was fucking right crying, now.
It was
dog.
That crazy out there?
Oh, my bruh, nigga, that shit was 115.
No, where was it? Was it a T-Mobile or where they play?
They were at, no, this was at the
Thomas
the
and Mac.
This is Thomas and Mac shit. We was in front. We was in front of the steps of me because I was shooting the intro. And I'm sitting there.
It's real hot right there.
Hey, like, and this nigga had on pants. He had on pants too.
My nigga, come on.
All I'm a real black nigga. What you want me to wear? Shorts wearing black? If I'm like a real nigga, I'm pulling the shorts for real. Like, I ain't going to get to that.
This nigga had on all black, so I'm just like, damn, I know this nigga hot, bro. But I also feel bad because I'm like, I told this nigga to come. I got tickets. Niggas, you know what I mean? The homies from the Nets had sent me some tickets and shit. So I'm like, yo, it's good. Don't trip.
This is for WNBA or for?
Nah, this is for Summer League.
Oh, for Summer League.
The night before, we hung out. Because, like, I had did a bunch of shit. Like, you know how
it's
that shit
$100
is.
It's $100 to get Summer League?
No. It's like 66. It's like 60 something. Oh, yeah. But it was what's good. Amin can attest to it being the what's good Olympics. You see all the homies, niggas is trying to get you to pull up over here or pull up over there.
No, Juju that just be lying to everybody.
And I had
I ain't got that many partners. I think Trey and Amin was the only niggas I knew in Vegas.
I ran into Juju by accident. What did I run into?
Right. Every time I see a nigga, every so randomly everywhere. As soon as I landed in Denver, bro, I took a wrong street down the goddamn back.
That's
branding.
The craziest.
Back alley,
to Denver for the finals, right?
Jay's everywhere.
It's like 1 a.m. I'm looking for any bar that's still open. Like I landed and I was like, let me just get down here, get a drink somewhere before everything shut down. And I'm walking down the street. Streets are looking fucking deserted. And I look down this way. I don't see anything. I look down this way.
And it's fucking Juju.
This nigga look familiar. But I'm like, nah. Like, you know, Juju got a very specific silhouette. I'm like, nah.
Bruh, I looked at a Jay, a homeless nigga. I was like, man, what the fuck am I? I looked up and seen a mean. I said, thank you, Lord.
Oh, man.
Yo.
You know,
that's
such
a random possibility, though, bro, to be walking right there. As soon as I see that shit, it's Amin first. Come on, man. Same shit happened to Summer League. I bought a ticket in Summer League, walked in that bitch, took a right turn, and Amin was coming up the steps. I'm like, God damn.
That's crazy.
Mystery solved. I was looking at your ass.
I didn't even see Amin the whole trip. But I hate
when you get in?
So I got in Friday, right? And I hate leaving niggas on stuck, right? Straight up. Like, I looked at the missed call. I'm like, fuck, Juju called me.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with the plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to feel like...
Look, I had to say fuck you forever.
Hey, so I'm over here like, I'm like, damn, I feel like a bitch-ass nigga because I'm really not that busy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always return a call. You ask Jason, you ask Jerv. I'm always going to try to make sure I get, like, keep my word. So I'm like, I called Juju back. It's 1 a.m. This nigga don't answer. I'm like, ah, he gonna come to the pod. Like, yo, this nigga Trey. Also, bullshit. Cat
was
like,
at, look, at that point, cat. I was at Candace Parker. Candace Parker had a birthday party for Jackie Young. So I was in that bitch like this right here. I didn't even feel my phone at that point. Salute to CP3. You did me.
So then I finally reached the nigga. And I didn't do the Hollywood talk. I'm like, nigga, just come here. Whatever. He show up. I'm like, damn, my nigga. Like, yeah. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm hyped. So, like, you know what I mean? We blase at the fucking Adidas party and shit.
Bro, hold on. You leaving that one main caveat.
Go ahead.
I found my boy. He was sitting in line. But guess what my boy was sitting in line to?
What?
To get one of them bejewels put on your damn tooth.
I got.
You got the tooth? Oh, hey, my God.
Trey. I seen it was a line of the baddest women I had ever seen in my entire life, and Trey at the front. Like, right? It's a little bad Jesus, man.
Hey, I left with some hoes. It was cool.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? It was cool. It was good convo. They sitting there like, what tooth you gonna get yours on? I'm
right. Like, and they knew my boy for sure. They knew my boy in the building. Like, I ain't even gonna flex like that. They knew my boy. My boy was kissing babies, snapping out. Oh, man. It's like, I ain't seen my boy in a while.
You was kicking it with Trayvon.
You feel me?
That was Trayvon.
With two hands.
He wasn't with Black Trey, my G. He was with Trayvon.
You feel me? And hey, my boy put on the Adidas. We was in the Adidas event. My boy slipped on the Adidas for the. Come on, man. Salute to my boy Trey, man.
Hey, man. Look, we randomly kicking it. Me and Juju like, damn, who is that? It's fucking Sue Bird.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I saw the picture.
We'll give him bars, bro. We sitting there just chopped up
in the back of her head. We don't even know who she is. I mean, we just looking like, yo, what the fuck is that?
Because
like,
the DJ was a fucking sociopath. That motherfucker was terrible. That was the worst DJ in the history of our DJ. That motherfucker played the entire What More Can I Say by Jay-Z. You don't do that shit.
All the verses and everything?
Hey.
And the hooks.
We'll see what happens when I no longer exist.
No, listen. So Candace Parker and Anthony
Parker. You got
Parker
to that boy? No, yes. They're
rapping. So it was acapella rapping in the party?
Bro, this DJ was a sick fuck. Like, she was terrible,
bro. Bro, I wish I had a hidden camera on Juju face, bro. That nigga was like, yo, he was losing it, right? Never won him back. So then...
Yo, now think about it. I've never even heard a verse in the club.
Bruh,
you just hear that. What more can I say?
The worst part is we mad at the shit, but we all saying each word to each other, though, like the whole time. It's like, there will never be a nigga this hood for this long. It's pop. This like we rapping it the whole time, but we mad. Every single bar of that song, we gave it to the back of Sue Bird's head. Come on, who the fuck it is? Bleep, bleep.
So then Sue Bird turn around. He like, oh, there goes Sue Bird. I'm like, nigga, I'll take a picture for you. Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I'm tripping. My boy like, can't do it.
When do a nigga see Sue Bird? You know what I mean? That's
a good point.
That's some shit you don't see on West Side.
And it was random as fuck too. It was random as fuck. No Megan rapping, no, none of that shit. Right. It was just Dolo. I'm like, Juju, I got you, bro. Then we was trying to hit the Raising Cane's. Niggas end up just switching off. Just like, all right, I'm gonna see you tomorrow. I linked up with him for the game, but it was solid, bro. Jason, I had a shroom night.
You know what I'm saying? Night.
I had a shroom night, nigga. I was floating in that bitch up in Beauty and Essex.
Yeah. Beauty and Essex is fire. They got,
you know, I was going to say, go ahead.
To drugs, kids.
No, I was going to say, they got a cold little French dip. If you ever been there and want to get you like a little appetizer, they French dip sliders is killer.
Oh, hey. Man. It was the boardroom takeover, man. Sabrina Ionescu had a party.
Yeah.
And it was mad joints, but in the shrooms, Asia Wilson and them look like 7 feet. I'm in there like,
oh, man.
I'm in there looking like, damn,
oh,
you know what I mean? I felt like I was 5'8" in that bitch. Every time I look, I'm like, nah, y'all got on heels? Y'all look good, but y'all got on heels? Like, I gotta move.
That man said y'all got on heels.
Bro, you gotta wear some flats up in this bitch, man. I'm little as fuck in there. I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I get it's a dressed up situation. And my man,
they do be looking like Wonder Woman. All of them, man, like,
you went to a dress up situation?
Nah, it wasn't even, they really wasn't even tripping like that. But my man ended up taking shrooms with me, and the nigga was trying to crack Sabrina in front of her husband. I'm like, bro, you gotta relax. We gonna get jammed out this bitch.
I was gonna ask, do the WNBAs, would it be in there choosing or what? What's the,
you know what? In a certain situation, you just, the crazy shit about it, dog, when you got a player that's 5'11 wearing 5-inch heels, nigga, they 6'4". So, like, you look nuts if you 6'1".
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, she gonna low-key little man you. You know what I'm saying?
But that's they vibe, though. That's what I feel like. They like, remember when old girl was like, when we did the podcast and she was like, oh, he cute. I'm like, bitch, I'm 5'8".
Oh, yeah.
They be liking short niggas, though. You know what I'm saying? Fetish.
You zoom deceptive. That's another thing. You zoom deceptive. You did that shit.
I don't think I look like 6 feet on Zoom, bro. Even then, hey, I would be 6 feet.
That nigga get out his chair, bro. He's still standing up.
Don't fight me.
But she was rolling. She was rolling. We did the one and the two.
She was rolling. Yeah, she was rolling.
She hit me.
You know, wasn't nigga. No 6'6", nigga.
Hey, this nigga would have been Quincy McCall, man. He would have been at the game.
Wait.
Wait a minute. Ain't nothing wrong with being Quincy McCall.
Did you escalate? Was it escalation?
It could have got there. Jason didn't like nudge me to like throw the oop. He just was kind of like, he just took the like, oh, a WNBA bitch on me.
Sometimes you just gotta take the compliment and just roll.
Queen, you know? WNBA queen was on.
Yeah. Queen.
Yeah, I didn't use that vocabulary, lady. You know what I'm saying? I respect all you. You know what I'm saying?
Athletic like Jason should have hopped on the back and just rolled out. Like,
ah, hell nah.
Juju, was they choosing up on you, Ju?
I have no idea. I have not.
I had a good time
with my friends. I was with my homegirl and my other homegirl.
That's about the problem. The problem is this is a space Juju operates in, man. This dude is a fixture at women's basketball game. Be going to all the Atlanta Dream Games.
So I'm a WNBA. Yeah, I'm a WNBA purist.
He can't talk as freely as we can.
Right. Understood.
I'll be in the building. I'm a real nigga.
You're so dirty.
This is corporate Juju right here.
This is corporate.
I understand, Juju. I understand.
The Candace Parker party on was that Friday? And people was celebrating Jackie Young. So it was like they was letting their hair down, and that was a pretty good time and good to be around. Some of my favorite players, you know what I mean, seeing them in that element, it was pretty fire. You feel me? Cause I was more so on some like shit. They come over, I'm saluting, like. Cause they look at me and they think, like most of the time they look at me and be like, oh man, what the fuck? Who the fuck this nigga? But I remind them like, nah, you were killing it the other night, you feel me, against goddamn right. Indiana. Yeah, yeah, had 13 points. Yeah, you feel me?
They know who you are. You be going to a lot of games, man. That's the thing, like, the people don't understand. You go to a lot of WNBA games, and you don't be sitting in the nosebleeds either.
Right. Yeah, that's why I say you're dirty. Right. I seen you in the back of the INS school video, like sitting on the wood, pause, like I seen you.
Hey man.
WNBA purist, bro. Like,
I just showed up, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm watching the game right now. You feel me?
I'm an industry plant, bro. They just sent me courtside for no reason. I should have gave them seats to Juju, bro.
Making faces.
You the man.
You know what? You know what's crazy? I was talking shit.
Of course you were. That was obvious from your face.
I was talking shit. No, because like, it was funny because I think I had talked to Juju about it. Ryan Howard had these glasses on. They dark as fuck. Like they like literally like open shades. So I'm like, I'm
baseball
talking
Ryan
shit.
Howard?
I'm like, nah.
That's what I thought that meant. Yeah.
She played for the Dream. She probably one of the coaches.
Oh, it's a chick. Out.
Yeah. Right? But she kept going to the same spot and was knocking that bitch down. So I'm like, you ain't going to make it again.
I didn't, man, hold on one second. I didn't know y'all hated women. I'm sorry on this podcast. I didn't know y'all hated women. I'm sorry.
who hates women?
Ryan Howard, R-H-R-Y, some shit.
That nigga get it.
It's R-H-Y-N-E. Ryan Howard.
Oh, shit,
with the goddamn Atlanta Dream, man. Come on, man. Young superstar. Our first round draft pick, number one pick of the draft. Put respect on my sister's name, man.
Sorry, there's also a famous baseball player, man.
Yeah.
Ryan Howard.
Man, he watched.
Who
played for the Philadelphia.
Like Murder Mook.
He do look like Murder Mook.
Put some respect on my guy's name, yo. That's world champion.
I wonder if Ryan Howard and Ryan Howard like know Mook about each other. Do they know each other? They should do like a get
hell
to know
nah,
each other
know
kind
that
of
nigga
shit.
Ass. Chill not know that nigga, man.
Boss.
But in that picture, my face is screwed up. I was talking shit because I was like, yo, you not going to make another one. You know what I'm saying? That's all.
Sitting in doubt on my girl.
She kept making that shit and giving me the gangster grill. Like,
you feel
like
me?
Basically, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? But I had a good time. I understand the shift in the game. That All-Star game felt like it's about to go even bigger. Because it's a lot of fans. They packed that motherfucking arena out. Yeah, it's a big shift in the W. So, shout out to the ladies taking over.
And D Wade about the sky. He did about into the sky.
Yeah,
D Wade, man. You feel me? We need more like you. We need more like you.
Shout out to Magic too, just buying the Commanders.
You feel me?
My man, Irvin Mo Johnson.
Make sure you are tapped in to the Patreon, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra good stuff there. For Big Jerv, for Jason Madison, for Black Jesus, and for Juju Gotti, I'm Amino Hassan reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.